It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All right, let's go. 888-720-2549-4. You probably know that number by now, but I'll keep giving it. Into the distant future. I'll keep throwing it out there to you. Twitter at Bill is King and email BillIsKing7@gmail.com. No Kev up there in Chicago says, Bill, Jerry Kill better watch his back. Karen might pull a Nancy Kerrigan on him. And Jerry's now a AD at where? Southern Illinois. Isn't Jerry now the Saluki AD? I think so. Somebody want to bean count me on that and make sure I'm right? Fact check me. See, I don't like using fact check because that's a political term. Yeah, I don't want to go there. I hear that way too much in politics, so I think our term bean counting's better. Even though if we've kind of taken the definition of it and moved it some, moved it a lot, it's okay. It's our term. Kind of like the guy asked me, he says, Bill, what does Lodge Podge mean? You mean Losh Pa? Yeah, the guy who's the one that asked that question? It was a couple of weeks ago. Bill, what is Lodge Podge? Is that what it sounds like? When I say Losh Pa? Why do you finish the show and say Lodge Podge? What the hell is that? What could that possibly mean? It's just words I made up randomly. I just thought I'd throw them out there at the end of the show. It'll make you remember the show. Not Losh Pa, Lodge Podge. I've had a couple people think that's what's being said there. I guess so. Comes from my good buddy, the Cajun Gardener on YouTube, who has not updated since Jeff 2 pointed out 2017 when he went out to check the tomatoes. That was the last time. Jeff 2 says, this is from 2015, but impressive. It gives most drafted position by college, and Notre Dame is tight end you. They've had 21 tight ends drafted, according to this list. There are some others now. Southern Cal's had 20, Penn State's had 19, Miami 17, Nebraska 15. Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, 14 each, so on and so forth. Yeah, they've been good there. That has not been an issue. Josh says, yes, Jerry Kill is the AD at Southern Illinois. He is a Saluki, Southern Illinois. Jerry was a good football coach, too, I thought. Yeah, Jeff, too, confirms that, too. So, yeah, in that audio clip, he doesn't like P.J. Fleck. P. P.J. Fleck has changed, he said. Did you hear the subtle little shot? He goes, I knew his first wife. That's a little shot there, too. Like, he's changed. I knew his first wife. Like, she said he changed, too. That's kind of the inference there, right? Yeah, I'm not a big Minnesota P.J. Fleck guy. Just me now. It's been the last couple of years. And it wasn't the Jerry Kill thing. I had no idea there was bad blood there. Now, I knew that Fleck had come in there and trashed the previous group. But I didn't really. Again, if that was Michigan, Ohio State, or a Big Ten type story. Well, Minnesota is Big Ten. I should, but a major name, let me say. Or something down here in the South where we always have lots of controversy. We got a lot of divas down here, right? So there's always something. There's always several snits going on. What's the biggest snit going on right now in the South or in your league right now? Listening to me, wherever you're located. Of course, there's a perpetual snit always between A&M and Texas. Same with Michigan, Ohio State. Same with Alabama, Auburn, etc. I don't mean something generalized like that. Those are real. They exist. But that's too general. I want something specific. What's the number one snit right now that's going on between coaches? By the way, was there an angry? I just saw this because I wasn't watching at the end of the Duke-North Carolina game. Was there an angry exchange between Roy and Krasuski last night? Now, North Carolina won by, 16? At Cameron Indoor. Zion Williamson went out really early with a knee. But did something happen there? Yeah, what's the I tell you what, things are still messy down there at Florida State, I would say. Because Florida State doesn't know what to do. They know they've got a coach who's probably not going to get it done. They're allowing him to spend money on assistant coaches to bring in there to maybe save the day. They're throwing money up in the air. Just saying. Karen says, Bill, this might not be rec tech, might not be kitchen notes. Nonetheless, my one meal a day meal is eggs, sausage, bacon tots, toast, and a cinnamon roll. That looks pretty good, actually. Have you ever done this? This happened to me yesterday. I don't know how this happened. It's about 3:30. And I realized I had not eaten a meal yesterday afternoon. And I wasn't, starving. I just realized I'd been busy. I was busy. Sometimes I'll get busy and I'll forget. That happens all the time to me. But not excluding all meals. Have you ever done that? You get to, late in the afternoon, you go, you know what? I have not had a bite. Literally. That happened to me yesterday. So I went in and started picking off one of the hens that I cooked. I've got 50 hens in there that I've cooked, I think. All different flavors. Vaughn Broadneck striking this morning. Says, Bill, Michigan has staked the claim. It's tight in you. You know who else? Wisconsin is tight in you. They've had a lot of good ones. Yeah, Michigan might not be winning anything right now in football, but they are tight in you. Well, they're not tight in you ahead of Notre Dame. But they're tight in you in spirit. Karen said the Gators, led by Uncle Silk, who's part of the Big Three roll-up, in case you don't know that, clowning Willie for having two wide receiver coaches and having only four coaches on defense. Yeah, that's a snit. It's not a well-known snit, but that's a snit. What's the biggest snit right now between coaches, though? I mean, because Nick and Kirby, they don't talk outwardly about it. So we could go there, but it's not like neither's ever going to be public there. They're always going to take the high road, per se. Would it be between Trickett and Jimbo? since that is popped back up. Yeah, Jimbo goes to get his $75 million and can't afford to call Trickett and say, I'm gone and you're not welcome to come with me. Supposedly. I don't even know if that's true or not. It's good radio, though. Is there another one? Jeremy Pruitt, Terry Fair. Is that one? Jeremy Pruitt takes Terry Fair and replaces him. Terry Fair, a very well-known Vol for Life. VFL. You ever seen the hashtag VFL? It's what they all use. Vol for Life. Hashtag VFL. Terry Fair out of Phoenix. I remember he was being recruited. Big name corner, goes to Tennessee, plays as well as his recruiting suggested he ought to play. Very good. Very good player. And is brought back many, many years later after his football on the field career is over to coach DBs at Tennessee. Gets 1 year in, Jeremy runs him off. Notably because he can't recruit. Actually, there's a little bit more to that story than that, but I'll leave that. I will only tell you that part in private. But, yeah, Jeremy don't play around. And if you're dead weight in recruiting, that ain't working for Jeremy Pruitt. That ain't happening. Jeff 2 says, Bill, I need some clarification. What is that bright object in the sky? It's shining. It looks like a sphere. Rumors are that it was once called the sun. Yeah, it is like a spring day. Now, it's not as warm as the spring. It's warmed up some, but the sad thing about it is the rain's coming back, apparently according to the weather folks. Now, I'm just reading from what they say. Josh says, Bill Harbaugh and his Netflix and chill nights with recruits. It's hard to imagine there are any tight ends in Ann Arbor. I get what you mean by that there, Josh. Even though I didn't use some of the wording you used. Jim in West Palm, where it's probably sunny and 75. Just like it was yesterday, just like it will be tomorrow. Says, Bill, I saw an early projective spread where Clemson is favored by 3 touchdowns over Jimbo's team. Guess the odds makers don't think Jimbo will be all that. I saw that. Who put that up? Yeah, there were some spreads, and which college football guru guy put that up on Twitter? I saw that. And a matter of fact, I wanted to go over that, and I don't think I did. Now, I thought, hey, Jim, I stand corrected if I'm wrong. I thought that Clemson was favored by, no, you're probably right. I was going to say 10.5, but Georgia was favored over Notre Dame by 10.5. That's what I noticed. That's an early season game. Georgia hosting Notre Dame. It's the return trip from the game a year ago. Dogs favored by 10.5. Yeah, who put that? I need to find that link again. Because I saw that. Nathan says, Bill, I thought Miami was tied in you. They had Franks, they had Shockey, they had Winslow, they had Everett, Olsen, Graham, etc. That was a hell of a run. Yeah, Brett McMurphy. That's who it was. Kieran reminds me it was Brett McMurphy, who did the 20-point spread Clemson and the Aggies game. She says, I'll bet the farm on that one. They got to go to Clemson. Now, what was that from five times? That wasn't McMurphy's not a handicapper. What service was he pointing to, though? I believe it wasn't it five times. Let me pull up McMurphy here. I'll tell you what, Charlie, I need the first break, right? Yeah, I need the first break. Let me do that. Let me get it here, and then we'll come back and I'll find that listing of those spreads. We're presented by, I think you know by now, Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck with injuries in Trinity Hills on Baptist World Center Drive. I-40 and Hermitage dealing with collisions westbound just past Briley and just past Donaldson Pike. The Eastern Split also looking at a wreck on 24 West at Murfreesboro Pike. 440 slowing due to a crash at the Nolansville Pike exit. 440 is slow from Berry Hill all the way up to 24. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career options. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/doctor. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/doctor. That's forhims.com/doctor for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/doctor.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked bready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, all right? I'm gonna knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
I gotta tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cut off and running.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast has a flood advisory continuing through noon. There's a good chance for showers this afternoon. It'll be partly sunny with a high 52. More showers, we could have a thunderstorm overnight, a low 43. And more rain, we could have a thunderstorm on Friday, our high 57. Again, today's high 52, and utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Rod Tanner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 888-702-5494.
Omni. All right, so Karen, Jim, and West Palm, they sent me these spreads. Now, this comes from a guy that I don't know that they use at The Athletic for spreads. He must be their handicapping guy. So McMurphy is using this guy. Who is this guy? Let me pull him up. Colin Wilson. You may know him. I don't know him. And here are his spreads. These are non-conference games. He's got Clemson favored by 20.5 over the Aggies. That game will be closer than that. Clemson gets them at home. Clemson likely wins, but that's a big number right there now. LSU at Texas. LSU's favored by 8 at Texas. Does that sound right? LSU is favored by 8 at Texas? Georgia 10.5, Notre Dame. I could see that. That's Georgia at home gets Notre Dame. I could see that. And again, you all know me. I'm an Irish sympathizer. Here's another one. People take an issue with this one. Michigan minus 28 versus Army. Army is as well coached as pretty much any team in college football. That's a big number right there now. Ohio State minus 18 versus Luke Fickle. Josh's favorite coach of all time, Luke Fickle. Penn State favored by 7.5 over Pitt. Again, these are just non-conference random games. Oklahoma got to go out there to Southern California to take on UCLA, favored by 12. Jaden Hazelwood has, in that game, at least one long-distance touchdown catch. At least one, if not numerous. Stanford minus 3 at UCF. How about that? All right, neutral. These are some of these numbers are strange. Florida State, neutral site game, against Boise favored by 5.5. Did this guy watch Florida State play in 18? He must really be projecting 19 here now. Florida favored against Miami. Yeah, they play again by 8.5. I can absolutely see that. Florida's better than Miami in many ways. Auburn minus 1.5 versus Oregon. And Mike Leach favored by 14 over University of Houston. Cosby Cattleman would probably bring this up. Remember the time that Tolman Fertitta, who is the Houston sugar daddy, he's the billionaire, he can write checks for whatever, defended Houston selecting Major Applewhite, this is only about a year ago, over Lane Kiffin. Said, yeah, we preferred Applewhite. The coaches, the high school coaches in Texas want their kids to play for Major Applewhite. We felt very comfortable with Major Applewhite. We stand by that. About a year later, he's out. Remember that? Now, he's the billionaire, so he can throw money around any way he wants to. I get that. I understand that part. But his reasoning there made very little sense, if any. If any. Made no sense to me, I'll tell you that. Yeah, I went back. What was I doing? Was that yesterday? I was looking. I was looking over. Here's what I was looking at, Bean Counters. And I got distracted and wasn't able to complete my research. Going with the theory that most, if not all, of the people that Nick takes in, Nick Saban, in his rehab tours, he brings a guy in, Lane Kiffin, Steve Sarkisian, Butch Jones, Mike Stoops, now Major Applewhite. I mean, there's a long list. He brings them in and he rehabs them. And he gets them on the cheap because they're all under buyouts, right? They're all getting paid. Big Jim's Ice House is paying Butch a couple hundred K a month. Butch actually gets 35 from Alabama. 35K a year. But Big Jim owes him millions, right? Big Jim. Big Jim's Ice House. So he gets these guys to come in, and he gets them on the cheap. Not that Alabama can't pay people, but there's no reason to, right? He's able to do this. But what we were talking about is, are all these folks, the common thread with them all is Jimmy Sexton, right? Could you point out to me, now, for example, who represents Major Applewhite? I texted a few coaching buddies yesterday, said, who is the representation for Opie Applewhite? And none of them knew. Is it Jimmy Sexton? Somebody bean count that for me. Who is his agent? I'm wondering if Jimmy is the puppet actually in this whole thing. Or no. He's the puppet master, not the puppet, sorry. And that Nick is taking in all of Jimmy's guys that need a place to stay busy at, need busy work, because they're not really head coaching anymore, right? They all need busy work. You know, in school, you'd get mad because the teacher would assign homework that looked totally ridiculous, and it was just busy work. That's all it was. It had really nothing to it of substance. It was just busy work. Is that what Jimmy's getting for all his guys? To keep them active? And the other thing is you go to Nick and you get rehab, you become attractive somewhat again, right? I'm just saying. Karen says, I'm going to let Brad know that if he can book this, I'm in for $5K. Clemson minus 20 and a half. She likes the Aggies. She'll take the plus 20 and a half. In that one. $5K. Well, I can't bet $5K, but I did win $9.12 last night. Yeah, before the Duke game with North Carolina, I texted Rob. And I said, Rob, what's the play here? He said, North Carolina plus the points. So I went to, I think my account's Bet Online, and I got North Carolina at Cameron Indoor plus 9.5. $10 wins me 9 or something. And, of course, they covered outright. So I was a big winner last night. I've got 9 extra bucks in my pocket today, everybody. Bet you can't say the same. Yeah, my pocket's a little heavier today than it was yesterday after last night. I nailed that bad boy. Eric up in Indiana says, Bill, frankly, I'm doing a whole lot of busy work as I'm listening to the show. Busy work. Yeah, who is Applewhite's agent? Who is he represented by? Here's what I want to know. Is everybody, because obviously Sexton represents Nick, is everybody that Nick brings in there, everybody, represented by Sexton? Is Sarkisian, too? I ought to know that. I don't. Yeah, let's do a little research, see what we come up with there. Bottom of the hour break on this Thursday edition. Tomorrow, Brad Powers will be with us, Hour 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.
24 westbound, a crash with injuries just past Haywood Lane, still clearing. Another wreck with injuries in Trinity Hills near the Baptist World Center. Hermitage seeing collisions on 40 and 24 near Briley and Donaldson Pike. I-40 East just had a crash at the Charlotte Avenue exit ramp. Business owners, you could be missing $15,000 in new business. Call iTex, Tennessee's largest barter exchange, at 615-579-8568. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Nashville, want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
When is the perfect time to make something happen for your small business? The answer is always right now. Introducing the Right Now Sale from Vistaprint, where you can get 50% off any one item to promote your business and save up to $100. Choose a fresh stack of postcards, a standout banner, or whatever you need most. Why not? It's 50% off, but only until March 3rd. Own the now with the Right Now Sale and get 50% off any one item at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code WHYNOT. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code WHYNOT. Restrictions apply. See website for details.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
Most companies ask for applicants with experience. But where do you get that unless someone hires you in the first place? Let the U.S. Air Force help. We offer comprehensive job training in over 140 specialties and will help with education costs to finish your degree. Gain unmatched experience for your untapped potential with the U.S. Air Force. Call Master Sergeant Justin Nixon at 615-500-4868. This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force and Nashville Sports Radio.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and what an action-packed Daytona 500 we saw. Some might say wreck-filled. It was basically the sole survivors left of this thing, where Denny Hamlin took home the checkered flag. Up next, we are going to see Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Denny Hamlin. I get my NASCAR news on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
I mean, that's a hotel. Yeah, I was reading an old CBS article. It says that Sarkisian is represented by coach and player agent Gary Uberstein. I don't know him. It doesn't sound like Jimmy Sexton, though, there. So maybe my narrative is defeated. Who is Applewhite's guy? Is he a Sexton guy? Asking for a friend. People are bringing up this article here, and Karen brought it up too. And then Peter just sent me a link. And here it is. Let me pull up this article. But it's starting to come out right now. It's about Jim Boeheim. Here's the link. Karen brought it up. Peter brought it up. Jim Boeheim, Syracuse basketball coach, struck and killed a man walking outside of his vehicle on Interstate 690 around midnight, according to Syracuse.com. The man in his 30s had been in a car with four others near Thompson Road in Syracuse when their vehicle crashed for some unknown reason. The man at some point got out of his car. That's when Boeheim drove by and struck the pedestrian. Boeheim is cooperating with the investigation, Syracuse beat Louisville last night at the Carrier Dome. Game ended around 9. Driving conditions after the game were icy in spots. It's unclear if that played any role in the initial crash or Boeheim's involvement. Yeah, I'm just now seeing this. Just seeing it. I appreciate Karen and Peter up in St. Louis for alerting me on that. That's all I know. Whatever I read is all I've got on that. Wow. Sad story, too. Jeff, too, says on Twitter, Jim Harbaugh is taking Michigan football to South Africa. A writer quoted a tweet with this news and said, great, when's he going to take them to Indianapolis? Yeah, I saw that yesterday, too. How about get your team to Indy first, and then let's take these other trips after that? How about that? Do players want to go on all of these trips? Do they all want to do this? I mean, isn't it a big – some of the time it's a big pain in the neck. You ever seen the deal about the Fab Five, the Michigan Fab Five? Where did they – they went on a trip somewhere to Europe or something, and the players did not want to go. Did not want to go. William is emailing me here. Says, Bill, I was watching the game last night while listening to the Georgia Radio Network. With the game tied, a very questionable foul was called on a block shot with a half second remaining. That was why the very small teddy bear was thrown out by somebody. Might have been a child considering the size of the teddy bear. Yeah, who shows up at a game with a teddy bear unless you've got your little kids with you, and that's something they want. Obviously, they're going to have their little possessions, right? But who would have thrown – I mean, a kid can't throw a teddy bear that far out there. Not a kid that's going to want a teddy bear. So that means a parent grabbed the teddy bear and chucked it out there? He said, while Crean was on the loudspeaker asking people not to throw anything on the floor, the technical was called without warning. Georgia radio announcer went crazy about the original foul call. By the way, Georgia about set an all-time attendance record in basketball. I didn't see that. Now, I saw the replay of it this morning. No, I saw the replay, but I was not watching in real time last night. I am very sorry, but Georgia basketball is not anything that during my days, I think, you know what, I got to tune into that. Georgia basketball. Now, Georgia football, wouldn't miss it for anything. Okay? I'm just saying. Round Man says, I apologize if you've already talked about this, but isn't throwing a stuffed animal on the court and then calling a tech a little severe? I think it is, but we talked about this. Let me repeat something we were talking about. In 1989, one of a very famous incident, the tennis ball incident, it happened at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, late January of 89. So we're talking literally 30 years ago. I'm just a year or two in this business. And I remember being on the radio talking about this because I had a Saturday show. And Florida was in town, Memorial Gym, to take on Vanderbilt. Game is – no. Vanderbilt is up two with like a second to go. And – Vanderbilt's going to win. Dwayne Tchentsis, it was well reported, I believe in the offseason or something, that he got in a fight. Now, Dwayne Tchentsis was 7-1. He was a monster, an absolute monster. But it was well reported that he had gotten on a fight on campus somewhere and attacked somebody with a tennis racket. 7-1 guy with a tennis racket. So the student section, everybody's making fun of him. Game is Vanderbilt's. They've got it up to with a second or so to go. About 10 tennis balls get chucked onto the court at Tchentsis. technical is called. He hits the two. Goes to overtime. Florida wins. To this day, I hear, well, I don't hear it every day, but rumors about who threw those balls. Like, did Vandy Lance throw that ball? Vanderbilt fans, who threw that? Was it Vandy Lance? Now, there were 10 balls. It wasn't just him. This was an orchestrated tennis ball attack on the tennis racket user, Dwayne Schunzes. The problem with that rule is that you could literally, if you wanted to, let's play conspiracy. You could do this. The Cosby Cattleman, let's say the Tennessee-Kentucky game was really close, the one in Lexington. Let's just make it up. The Cosby Cattleman could have gone to Lexington. He loves going to Kentucky. He loves playing the ponies. And he loves the booze up there, okay? Doesn't like the teams up there, but he loves the ponies and the booze. Cosby Cattleman could have gotten a pair of tickets, gone to Rupp Arena. End of the Kentucky-Tennessee game is really close. And he could take a teddy bear or a tennis ball or a lobster and throw it out there. Get a technical called on the home crowd, the Kentucky crowd, because they don't know who the Cosby Cattleman is. They don't know who threw it. And get the game won for your team. That's what's wrong with that rule. Now, I'm sure the teddy bear was thrown by a Georgia fan. I would assume. Mississippi State doesn't travel. So, I doubt it was. But you could do that. You anybody in this audience, if you really cared enough, I doubt any of you do, you could travel with your basketball team, wait for a moment late where you really need it, and take something, a loaf of bread if you want, a catfish, whatever, a dog bone, onto the court to help your team on the road. And you know that the technical is going to go to the home team because it's assumed they did it. I'm just saying. So, yeah, that you're right. Those of you complaining about the rule, It's a flimsy rule. Now, hey, if you go back and read the Orlando Sentinel in January of 89. It's a long article on it. And they talk about going and talking to the SEC office. John Guthrie, who at the time was the supervisor of officials. I've told you, I've been in the press box with him. Nice guy. Former Georgia coach, actually. Head coach. And at the time, this was before Roy Kramer was the SEC commissioner. And they talked about that rule and maybe needing to look into it. It's not a good rule. 30 years later, it's still the rule. So this is not a new topic. It doesn't happen much, if ever. But it has happened. And I think the most famous one happened here at Vanderbilt. The legendary tennis ball incident. I'll never forget it. Vanderbilt fans, that's when Vanderbilt, there was passion about Vanderbilt basketball. And Memorial Gym had passion. So it really mattered. If that happened today, nobody would give a rip. That was a really big story then. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Call that number. Call it repeatedly. 615-293-0722 for all of your pest control needs. If you like Gator Mike, man, get on the list. Quarterly spray. We sprayed his place in East Nashville. He moved from out there in Hendersonville, he and his wife. And he is now running the Hyatt, the new Hyatt over there by Vanderbilt. Gator Mike. Go on in there and say hello to him. Any of your needs when it comes to pest control, Southeastern Termite and Pest, I am one of the owners. Hey, if you want to be a marketer for us, let me know. We're looking for additional. Jeff, too, in his spare time, will send out a message occasionally for me. So will Coach Marshall to his people in his neighborhood. Let me know. There is a there's incentives there too. So let me know if that's something you're interested in. 615-293-0722, though. Call that anytime for your pest control needs. One more break here. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Wrecks with injuries on Rosa Parks Boulevard at Harrison Street and on I-24 westbound just past Haywood Lane. Watch out for Hermitage seeing collisions on I-40 and I-24 near Briley and Donaldson Pike. I-40 East, a crash at the Charlotte Avenue exit ramp. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career options. Log on to airforce.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with five centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or see them in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
I'm Eric O'Prun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant, or our upscale Honky Tonk Bar Lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio, Captain Crazy Charlie, and the Renegades of Puck Talk Nashville Predators Hockey every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at RedneckNation.com or on Twitter at Redneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio every game day morning at 5 right here on the station for Hockey Trench Warfare, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast has a flood advisory continuing through noon. There's a good chance for showers this afternoon. It'll be partly sunny with a high 52. Of showers, we can have a thunderstorm overnight, a low 43. And more rain, we can have a thunderstorm on Friday, our high 57. Again, today's high 52, and utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Rod Tanner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Tennis ball history, too. Doug emails me, says, Bill, that 89 year, it made it doubly painful for Vanderbilt because Florida ended up winning the SEC that year with a 13-5 record. Vandy finished 12-6. The tennis balls actually determine the conference champion. I didn't remember that. Wow.
Very good point, Doug.
Excellent point. Timothy says, Bill, great show. Per my call a week or so ago, we need to develop a Bill is King pamphlet or a legend to the show. It'd be cool to talk about your history through radio. WLAC days to WNSR, 99.7 to satellite radio, back to your roots, etc. Talk about all the callers through the year. Small Mike, Cosby, Gator J, Bama Shane, etc. He said, here's a few examples that need defining. Wilco means Williamson County. Ruco means Rutherford County. 615, the 210 area codes. the verboten list. Losh pa. Yeah, you're right. We do need some sort of pamphlet. The show, I had, you know what? It was a manila folder. And I had on it a bunch of phrases used through the years. And it was so old, everybody, that the ink was fading on it. It wasn't in pencil, it was in ink. So I had to go back and like retrace the ink one year on it. And I was looking for it about a month ago, and that thing is lost. I don't know what happened. I don't know if we were doing some kind of spring house cleanup, because I kept it at home. But for the life of me, I cannot find that thing. Now, I can make up a new one, but there's going to be stuff lost on there that I won't remember. So, yeah, good point. Hey, Timothy, I appreciate the email. Good point. Got to come up with something like that. The good thing is Commitments 19 is well down the road, so I have plenty of time to think about that and get it. Actually, I got plenty of time to get it right. That's a good idea. Jeff, not in Chicago. Jeff's in Tennessee. He says, Bill, I don't know if Vandy Lance threw those tennis balls, but that game later started the Florida Vandy game, his boycott. So I didn't even know that. Is Vandy Lance, has he been boycotting Vandy? Now, Vandy Lance still goes to baseball games, I think, doesn't he? Vandy Lance is not the Whistler. You guys, gals that listen, some of you pick up baseball on TV too. You watch the SEC Network. When Vanderbilt's playing at home, sometimes on the road, they've got the Whistler guy there that you hear the entire time during the game, which is so freaking irritating. That's not Vandy Lance, though. I saw an article about who it was. I can't remember the name. Doesn't matter. So Jeff says here, yeah, a Florida fan confronted him at a basketball game several years ago. So he's been boycotting. Jeff also says, who can forget Dwayne Schentz's Joe Dirt Mighty Mullet? Yeah, if you don't remember that, Dwayne Schentz is all of 7'1". He might have been listed at 7'3", and I'm telling you, he was all of that. If you've seen the movie Joe Dirt, which I haven't seen the entire movie, but it's been on like, but I walked through the living room and the kids are watching it giggling. That mullet, that's the same. That's Dwayne Schentz's mullet. Exactly the same. 7'3". 7'3" mullet. Good point by Jeff there. So is Vandy Lance? Last time I saw Vandy Lance, literally, probably 15 years ago. And it was a early August fan day at Vanderbilt. I decided to go over there and just mingle with the coaches a little bit. And he came up to me because Vandy Lance's voice is very distinct. It's always hoarse. It's got a significant southern slang to it. And it's loud. And I talked to him there. So I didn't know it. I did not know that Lance had divorced himself from Vandy games. I thought, like, last year I saw Vandy Lance at a Vandy baseball game. I was watching on TV. I wasn't there. Maybe I'm wrong. Most of you in this audience will not know Vandy Lance. You won't remember him. The Vandy fans will. Noel Kev says, Bill, Mississippi State fans would either be throwing like a stuffed cow or a cowbell. Yeah, that was probably the home. I'm sure it was a Georgia fan that did that. But it's still a rule. I mean, come on. Particularly if you're going to have the outcome of the game change. Josh points out this article that just hit. Karen was pointing it out. So was Jim down in West Palm. It's the story, and you can pull it up. Just Google it. Apparently, Jim Boeheim last night on the way home after the Louisville game struck and killed somebody. It was a guy had had a wreck, got outside of his car. Boeheim drives by, hits him, and apparently the guy's dead. That's in the news this morning. At Crazy Charlie 615, at Billis King. Remember, we're presented by the Omni. Archives are up there for you. Lodge Pop.